Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. It's just me today, and pretty fired up. I'll explain. It's a school situation with Shane, my son, for any new listeners. He is in seventh grade, and ever since he was young, we wondered if he had ADD, whatever that fucking means. Like, I first of all even hate classifying people with quote-unquote disabilities, because I know so many brilliant artists, writers, comedians, etc., who were labeled with maybe dyslexia, ADD, executive function disorder. I mean, Asperger's, there's so many more, like there's so many. And yet I understand why we have certain labels, but sometimes I think when we put labels on something, it can make a child feel like there's something wrong with them when actually they just can't fit into the box or a box the way most people are pushed into when it comes to conformity. So it even bothers me to say it like that, because I think Shane has just always been a lot more tuned in than most people and sensitive and daydreaming. And I've always loved that about him. But with certain teachers that he's encountered in his life, it's been an issue, because if he has a more rigid, structured kind of a teacher, they don't get along. And what I'm looking for in teachers in general is flexibility, compassion, understanding, and obviously knowledge. But if you're lacking flexibility and compassion, how are you going to be able to deal with these human beings that are being formed? And everyone forgets how sensitive we all are, because so many of us are walking around like maniacs, right? Nodding and pretending that everything's fine. Meanwhile, so many of us are dealing with depression, anger, anxiety, sadness. So many of us are silently keeping to ourselves about certain struggles. And what drives me nuts is that this world is still like, it's like this, like, slap them on the ass and keep going. Like, tough luck, kid. Like, there's just this real, like, suck it up. Kids need to learn the hard way. And I'm so fucking over it, because whether you're a child or a grown ass fucking adult, we are sensitive, beautiful, impressionable beings. And when you don't show flexibility, and look, I have had to really work with this on myself, with my own compassion and my own rigidity. So I understand. I'm just a bit upset and fired up, because when it comes to your child having friction with a system that you know has been broken forever, like, it's so frustrating, because you're like, isn't this already known? I think that's the thing to me that gets me the most, is when I feel like I'm fighting for something that should already just be like that. And that's something I have to rectify on my own. But like, when I'm fighting with the school system about like why we shouldn't give hours of homework to kids, like, I just want to scream. So I'm like, how is this not obvious? Like, didn't we all go through this as kids and fucking hate it and it made us miserable? But then we become an adult and we're like, oh no, kids need to learn this too. Like, so when I'm like fighting it, I just want to scream, because I'm like, hello? Like, yes, minimal amounts of homework for those people are like, well, some homework needs to exist. Like, fine. Or we could have our kids go to a school where they're not sitting at a desk all day. They're actively learning and moving and engaged. And there's no, you know, asshole being like, this is the way you got to do it. Or an asshole that when you meet up with a kid who has a possible disability, you're not mean to them. And I've been dealing with, now, as Shane is in middle school, there's a teacher who's pretty strict, you know, which I'm sure she wears like a medal of honor, you know, but it's like, she is very aware that we are trying to figure out if Shane has ADD or not. And I don't even like saying that, because I don't think he has a real quote unquote problem. I think when it comes to certain artists or dreamers or certain types of listeners, they just learn differently. And if we could just be compassionate and understanding and open ourselves up to like, oh, not everyone learns the same way. Like, when I was a teacher, first of all, Yes, I was an art teacher. But you know what? Even if I had been a math teacher, which, you know what, for a year, I did teach math and English in high school. I was a long-term sub. And even when I taught those subjects, I was always flexible and always cool and kind with my students. And if I had to email a parent, I would first start with things that I liked about the kid. And I remember Shane had a kindergarten teacher, a fucking nightmare. One of the first meetings we had, she started going into, you know, once again, Shane wandering off. Meanwhile, he's five. I want everyone to realize this. This is when he was five. She's going off about how, you know, he wasn't always focusing, which is, once again, he was five. And I said to her, please don't go right into what you don't like about my son. Please at first start with the things you do like. And she goes, I wish there were some. That's what that fucking cunt said. And as a parent, when you see your child getting bullied by a teacher, it's like you feel so rageful and helpless. And I can't stay quiet. Not that I ever have, but my inability to stay quiet over bullshit just keeps growing. And let me tell you something. When you start speaking your truth in a louder and louder way, you start to feel crazy at first, because we live in a society where it's like we're keeping up with the Joneses. Like, don't say that. You seem crazy. If you just have an emotion, okay? I'm fucking you. Any of you, not that you guys do because you're my fucking homies, but like, call me fucking crazy. Call me fucking angry, because you know what? We should be angry. Things need to change, not just in the public school system, in the healthcare system, in politics. We have a fucking sexual predator for president. We have a sexual predator for a judge. And you want to talk to me about being more polite? And I'd also like to say something. Being a spiritual person, whatever that really means, or just someone who's seeking enlightenment, a true bodhisattva, it's about authenticity. It's not about this fake voice and saying namaste. Yeah, if you say namaste and you mean it, great. But authenticity is about being real, actually holding your emotions and feeling them. It doesn't mean acting out. But guess what? Me speaking my mind about broken systems is not me acting out. I am done. And I know a lot of you are too. And it's time we just start speaking up with as much grace, humility, and kindness as possible. Do not get me wrong. But this whole fucking thing needs to shift. I've been calling it the evolution revolution, aka zombie apocalypse, in a sense. Is we are going through a major shift where people who want to stay stuck in this broken fucking gross system, y'all are gonna fucking, not that you're listening to my podcast, but like, you're gonna essentially die off. Like, I hate to be like a fucking bitch, but Mother Earth is ready to evolve. We're fucking not doing great things to this planet. So she's going to do what she has to do to survive, right? And those of us who want to grow and heal and want to have a real healthy, authentic community filled with real emotion, not fucking fake bullshit PC emotion, but like real, we talk about it, we express it, but we heal it together as a connected ecosystem. Those of us who are willing to do that, we're going to make it through this. We're going to thrive. This is what we've been aching for. Those of us who always felt the cries of honestly, the Native Americans and Aboriginal cultures and people who were always still steeped and connected to the land, despite the disconnected people around us. Like, this is, in a sense, our time. The people who want to stay steeped in hate, it's not going to work out well for you. And I know that sounds maybe mean or whatever. No, because everyone has the option of evolving. But guess what? You have to start talking about your feelings. And once again, it's not always about being nice. Sometimes the emotion that comes up is so much that it can't be nice. And space is okay too. This isn't about acting out or beating someone or anything like that. But it's also about not taking bullshit or being fake. And we live in a, unfortunately, fake society still, where we would rather things look good in the external than actually feel good. Not all of us, but that's how many people are still operating. And that's fucking done. The evolution revolution's here. So if you're stuck in the external and you'd prefer things to look good than actually be in alignment, real true alignment, it's just not going to work anymore. Because there's so many of us waking up and wanting deeper truths, and we're just not going to, you know, for me, I'm caring less and less about being polite. you know, and all these fears come up when you really speak your truth and hold your ground. You're like, oh my God, are people going to think this about me? Are they going to call me names? It doesn't fucking matter. The right people who feel you, who are thirsty for that kind of truth, will be right by your side, and they'll be willing to work through things with you as well, no matter how difficult or tricky, because those of us who want to heal, we are thirsty for truth. And the people who are real deal wanting to evolve, you'll be willing to find out the truth at any cost, because the truth is we all want to be who we really are. Even if certain people don't like it, don't get it, that is okay. It's not about having everyone like you, because that's never going to happen. It's just not how this works. You're going to have some quote unquote enemies, whatever that even means, but it's okay to have someone or a lot of people who aren't feeling you. That's okay. And I say it like it's easy, but it's not. It can be terrifying to start being more and more yourself, speaking more and more of your truth, and having, you know, maybe even up to 10 people being like, oh my gosh, what's going on with her? She's so feisty lately. She's fighting or whatever. It doesn't matter. You get to be you. And maybe you are going through a quote unquote feisty stage, whatever that means. Then go through it. Don't let other people, you know, fake calm you down, because what happens is you store that emotion. They get stored in reserves. And you almost have to disconnect and cut off from them. It's okay to feel your rage. It's okay to feel your feelings. It's okay to be yourself. And space is always awesome. So if you need to take space from certain people, it doesn't mean they won't come back in. Who knows? But once again, this path is about truth. And to really understand the truth, it doesn't always feel good, because you know, ultimately, we forget how powerful we all are, and we're all learning lessons, and we're trying to get through this together. And it's very, very frustrating with the whole Shane school situation, because I'm trying so hard to learn here, and I want to yell and scream, right? I want to be like, because this one teacher, she's just so rigid about grades and deadlines, and she thinks that she's like killing it in that way. Like, this is how you do it. You got to kind of be a hard ass. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, discipline's awesome when there's a softness with it. And now it's making me think of Gevorah Hesed and the Tree of Life. It's like there needs to be mercy within it, compassion, understanding, flow with the boundaries, with that Gevorah fire and justice. There has to be both. And trust me, I am working on my own inner flow and compassion and everything. But for me, the compassion has come in letting myself speak like this, preach like this, get angry like this. And I love the guidance counselor in his school. She's fucking awesome. And I was talking to her about it right before the podcast, where I'm like, because you know, on some ways she agrees with me on a lot of things. And yet it's like, well, what can we do here? You know, and it's a very tricky road, because you can't just yell at a teacher, change, open up, be kinder, be more compassionate. You know, we all have to somehow together get through this if we want to change the system. Although not everyone will. My son had a really mean teacher in elementary school. He had a really mean one when he was in kindergarten. She was the worst, just a nightmare. She would humiliate him publicly. He one time put a bag over his head so the class wouldn't see him crying. 5 years old. He had to go through that whole fucking year with her. This was in Clark, New Jersey. Okay, I'll fucking say it. That's not where he goes anymore. It was a fucking nightmare, and the principal did fucking nothing. And it was, I would try to get him switched. It was a nightmare. Like, she was for real bullying him. I don't think she works there anymore. I mean, I was about to say something real nasty about her, but I'm not gonna. Anyway, so now I forget what I was saying, because I thought about that huge fucking bitch. Oh yeah, so then he had this other evil person, and I think it was like third or fourth grade. She was being the same. It's like this archetype of this, like, really rigid, probably hates her own life at home or her husband. Something's going on, but she doesn't know how to process it. She won't go to therapy. So she just takes it out at the kids, because that's where she has power, right? So, and once again, this was in third or fourth grade. And I finally, and I pray all the time, but I really pay attention to the feeling of my prayers. And I think I got on my knees and I was like, dear God and goddess, like, help me with this situation. Like, please. And I'll tell you what, the next week She just stopped coming into school. And I was like, what the fuck? What's going on? And she had gotten caught for shoplifting. They caught her and she can't even get her job back. So all I'm saying is I'm like 5 seconds away from a fucking prayer. Okay. Because I'm sick of this shit. And I'm not, you know, I am someone who's so caring and so loving. And the more I trust that about myself, the less I feel bad about speaking truths like this, because the system is broken. We have a president who should not be president in my world. He should be locked up in jail. Okay. If you sexually assault a woman, how are you still fucking kicking it? And I'll tell you how, because we have been taught to shut our fucking mouths. So even if a person rubs us the wrong way or he's creepy, you know, if he's successful in business or she is or whatever, then, or she has tenure or whatever it is, right? We just go, oh, okay, just don't say anything. Like, we have silenced ourselves collectively and we call it kind or polite. No, you are allowed to speak your truth. And I'm telling you, most of us should have therapists, healers, both. You should be connecting to your soul, whatever that means for you. And this path is not about always being quote unquote nice. I don't even know what that really means anymore. To me, nice at this point, which is a newer thing, kindness to yourself, setting your own boundaries when you need them, and knowing it is okay if not everyone likes you. No shit. That's okay. If that's how we're operating, then we're totally not going to like ourselves if we're worrying about everyone else. So it's time to speak up, because so many of us have been suffering silently and not fully living our fullest lives that we know we're capable of. And we're hitting this place where it's like, nah, I'm ready to fucking do this, which is the evolution revolution. It's those of us who are saying, fuck this, I need more, whatever more means. And the fuck this doesn't have to mean about hurting anyone. And don't. Karma is real. So karma, and I've always said this, karma doesn't pay you to do her work. So you don't have to, you know, I'm trying my best. Like, I'm not going to personally do anything quote unquote mean to this teacher. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to speak my mind. I'm fucking pissed. You know what I mean? Because I don't like this rigidity that's happening to my child while she knows that we are actively trying to possibly diagnose something. So you would think someone would be more sensitive. I wonder what she's going to do once we have it in writing. Then all of a sudden, you know, because then it would be just bullying a child with a disability, just so we're clear. But it's so crazy that I even need a note from a doctor for this woman to be kind and compassionate and more flexible. Anyone who wants to do these hard deadlines, I get deadlines. I get them. I understand. But like, even with a landlord, you know, if you give rent a day or two late, I fuck with the people who can flow a little bit with that. And I've not always been good with this. Trust me. You can ask a couple of my exes. You know what I mean? I used to be a hard ass too. Guess why? I was so hard on myself. But you know what? Even though I was hard on myself, I was always still a hippie. And when I was a teacher, I was always as kind as I could be to my students. I'm not saying I was always perfect. There were a couple students that, you know, we rubbed each other the wrong way, but I always tried my best. And you know, I try to trust people's intentions deep down in their hearts. But if you are working with children and you don't consider yourself a kind, compassionate person, get the fuck out of that teaching industry. You don't belong near kids for a second. To be honest, you don't deserve to be around any kind of people. Because if you can't be compassionate, I mean, what are you doing? We're all sensitive weenies. You can tell I'm fucking fired up. I'm just so, because when it comes to trying to like defend your child in a system that you went through and fucked you up in its own way, it's just so disheartening. And like I said, having to even say things that I think are so obvious, just like, you know, I have to work on that for myself, because it just, I'm just like, how am I, like, why are we still giving standardized tests and homework? Like, no one wants homework. Let the kids come home and figure out what they want to do with their own time. There are extracurricular activities. They can decide they want to do that. There's sports, playing with their friends. I don't give a fuck if he wants to go on Xbox. I love everyone being like, oh, my kid's addicted to this and that. Yeah, we're all addicted to shit. Okay. Most adults are on their phone all the time. Most adults are watching porn that they wouldn't ever tell anyone about. Like, everyone can shut up. Everyone is so judgmental. And once again, I have been there. I get it. But we are at the evolution revolution. And it's like, we all have to stop and just go within. And as I go within, all I hear is speak your fucking mind. But I try my best to not mention names. I really try to find this balance of taking my fire, you know, using it in a direction that can help alchemize some of this shit without, you know, taking it too far and unnecessarily hurting someone. I try to be very considerate all the time about how much I share, because I know I have a platform and I love my fucking listeners, you know, and I'm trying my best. And this is just another moment of like, fuck, I need help. You know, I want to help change this. And I need, we all need each other. We all need to start speaking up. And you know, no more hiddenness, no more going behind people's backs. Like, say, and even to this teacher, I know she doesn't like me. We don't like each other. I'll still have another meeting with her. I would love to keep telling her what I think. You know, it's just, you know, I can't wait for this to start really, really shifting. I wonder what else Mother Nature is going to have in store for all of us as some of the collective resists her. I mean, it's like, resistance is futile in that sense. You're going to resist Mother Earth. I got into a slight fight with Shane last night. He had me read over his science homework, and it was about Mars and how he wants to visit Mars. And there was a sentence that really offended me. He was like, well, you know, the Earth's dying out here, so we'll all have to move to Mars. And I was like, how are we already thinking about moving to Mars, which is like a dead planet at this point, when we're living on a fully beautiful, alive planet? And yes, she needs our help for sure. But like, we live in one of the most beautiful places in the universe. So instead of thinking about our trips to Mars because this is dying, let's put our energy. Mars is great. We want to go to Mars, whatever. But like, let's focus on the planet that we live on, who's still alive and giving us so much, including oxygen and trees and water and so much. Like, it's time that we wake the fuck up and do this right. And I'm telling you, those who resist, they're going to get slammed. We already see crazy, like the wildfires are fucking nuts. And I'll tell you what, like, there was a wildfire. I think this one was started in Arizona, though, because some fucking idiots did a gender reveal party, which I'm sorry. Like, if you really want to do a gender reveal party, do you? Honestly, do whatever the fuck you want to do. But like, do you need enough? Aren't the baby showers and all that shit enough? I mean, have like an intimate gathering. You want to get a blue or a pink cake, fine. But like, these fucking morons, okay, they bring people out into the desert, I guess, in Arizona and set off like these huge colored fireworks to let people know what their gender reveal, the gender of their baby. And they started a whole fucking wildfire. And I'm like, this is what I'm saying. Like, stop with the dumb shit. You know what I mean? And then there was like, I guess the people who started the huge fucking wildfire that was horrific. It's people just being careless with Mother Earth, you know, and it's done. Things are going to be changing. We're at the evolution revolution, in case you haven't heard. And those of you who've been working on yourselves and going within, you're going to get fucking through this. And if you need a freaking healing from a fiery ass woman who will remind you that you're going to get through this and that you're doing the damn thing, hit me up for a healing. kwolf2f27@gmail.com. You know, I'm not always the quote unquote, I guess, how would I say it? No, I am. I'm a great healer. You know what I mean? But I let you know what I think, just like most healers do. But yeah, we're going through a huge transition. And I also want to talk about raking leaves. I can see some of my neighbors like obsessively raking leaves so there's none on their lawn. Like, that's fine. But like, I can sometimes feel them judging me because I have leaves on my lawn. And I'm like, yo, homies, I'm fine with leaves. Okay. So if y'all want to spend hours raking, or even worse, like that fucking leaf blower that I hear for hours, I'm like, I'd rather have leaves than this noise pollution. Like, are we really that nervous about fucking leaves? Like, this is where we're at. And listen, if you really want to rake the leaves, rake the leaves, but actually get out a rake. Do you know what I mean? Like, the noise pollution, I can even hear, there's so many, as I wake up, I've been hearing, all the fucking planes that drive by, and I can feel the vibrations in my body, and I'm like, man, we forget even how much noise pollution affects us. So we're gonna have to just wake up to all of these things. And good luck to those who are rapists, criminals, for real criminals, not like weed smoking criminals, because that's, you're not even a criminal to me at all. But you know what I mean? Like those people who want to stay steeped in hate and rigidity and all that, it's going to be a real rough ride. You know, we're going through some major changes and they're real. And we just passed a couple weeks ago the date 11/11/18, but it was 11/11. And it was a portal, a gateway opened. And it, what was interesting is there are these different articles. One was the New York Post and they're all, one was the Independent. But on 11/11, seismic, whatever you call them, like the machines, they picked up on this ringing that started coming from deep within the earth on 11/11. And it's because she's trying to call us more and more, those of us who want to listen, to wake up. And it's a beautiful kind of wake up call. But there are some people who are just really scared of change. And I understand that, but change has to happen or we won't have a planet to live on anymore. So she's going to help all of us evolve, whether we like it or not. I'm down. I'm ready to feel more. I'm ready to have more life. I'm ready to feel more of my worth and all of it. And I know a lot of you, obviously, because you're listening to a podcast about comedy and spirituality, you know, you're craving for these deeper connections too. And we're going to have it. It's about intention. So if you want to grow and you want to heal and you want to evolve and you want to open up and have more true connections, then of course you will have it. It just takes time. And I don't like patience. It's always been an issue. I'm not a fan of it. And yet we almost have no choice. You know, you look out at nature and things take time to grow. So it's just going to take some time, but we will all get there. Those of us who are really, really working on ourselves and trying. And I really, really hope that together we can change the public school system, because not everyone has the money to send their kids somewhere else. And just so many of us are upset with how those schools operate. And I think, you know, this is a democracy. We all have a say in how these things go. We just need to become more vocal. So it's changing, but speak up more, everyone. Even if it makes waves. There's like a quote where it's like, the moon makes waves every day and night and you don't see it, you know, apologizing. So it's like, make waves. It's okay. Not everyone's going to feel it. Most people have stuffed their truest selves down. A lot of people don't even know how unhappy they are. Like, you can meet someone that looks like their eyes are trying to escape out of their head, or that they're like somewhere else, or they're like, there's so many fake nice people, like over the top, where they've convinced themselves that that's what nice is. Or you meet them and they're like, hi, like that kind of a thing. And I'm sure I did that years ago, you know, but it's like that all that shit, it's going to start fading away. And that's cool, because we all just want truth. We want real deal peeps. All right, let's see what I've written down. Let's see. I wrote down dealing with pain. When it comes to dealing with your own personal pain, it really, really comes down to self-love. Include the judgments that arise. So if you do speak your truth and all the stuff comes up, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. Am I crazy? Am I a bitch? What if everyone doesn't like me? Consciousness is all of this. Spot it, you got it, right? So you look at those things that come up. Oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Da, 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 and you just include them. Okay, I spoke my mind. Now I'm freaking out. I think I'm this. I'm, you know, those are the thoughts that kept you small when you were younger or whenever, or maybe kept you bigger than you actually are as a way to, like, you know, puff up so no one hurt you. So you just watch those thoughts. Pima Chodron has a quote, you are the sky, everything else is the weather. Stay the sky and watch the weather thought patterns. You know, once again, it's consciousness. Spot it, you got it. And know you are safe. I had my impersonal movement too class this past weekend with a Society of Souls, which the work of the school is incredible. I'm right now in my graduate study with Jason and Arlene Schulman. They're brilliant. But Eileen and Jeff were my teachers for the non-dual Kabbalistic healing program. It's a 4-year intensive program. Fucking amazing. They're great teachers. And yeah, it's just amazing. So they were the ones though that taught this meditation, this walking meditation, I am too. And I was talking to Jeff and Eileen about something I was going through, and Jeff said an amazing koan where he said, what to do when there's nothing to do. And I mean, that's, I think, where a lot of us get stuck. It's when you really feel, oh, I'm safe. Everything's actually okay. So now what? And I think a lot of us get stuck in that place. And that's where you get to really operate freedom of choice. You get to say, well, what do I want to do? If you feel like being lazy, be lazy. If you feel like painting, you can go paint. If you feel like having sex, go have sex. I would say with sex, though, and I'm seeing this everywhere, it's really important to be careful about who you let your penis or your vagina touch, okay? And I am not a prudy Judy. I've said that before. I am very not prude. And yet, energy is real. And when you open up and get into that place with that person, you take on their stuff. And don't get so stuck in the external, right? You see boobs, you see this. No, you have to see past those things. And I have been celibate for over 2 years because I really want to not just sniff out who's the one that drives me wild, who's my twin flame. It's not just about that. It's also like, how do I say this? I'm like losing my train of thought with it. It's about going as deep as you possibly can within yourself and saying, yes, some distractions are okay, but I really want to know who I am. And I want to know my beauty. So that way I never settle. And when you get so caught in, oh, I just want to stick my dick in something or put my puss on it, it becomes about distraction instead of the actual person. And we're all, I swear to God, romantics deep, deep down. So many people have had to cut off from that place and even, quote unquote, settle in unhappy marriages. Okay, whatever. But this is about reopening up to the true beauty and fire of yourself. And your twin flame is your mirror, the most utmost mirror in this physical realm. So it's going to bring everything up, because if you have self-hate, then you're going to put that onto the other person. Trust me, I get it, you know, but this journey is about self-love. So the more you can take a step back and not just, you know, carelessly engage in that with everyone, it's going to change the whole fucking thing. And not everyone can do that. You know what I mean? I get it. I'm one of the few celibate people I know, but this is, I think, where we're headed. Because by being celibate, I'm getting closer to the thing that our souls actually yearn for and desire. Whether you want to admit it or not, we all want to be fully alive, fully in touch with that flame within. And when you're, you know, changing your shape to try to fit into someone else's shape and things like that, you end up getting out of alignment. And then you get physical illnesses. You can start getting like bad headaches. You can, I don't know, start hating your job more. There's so many things that can happen. But if you really want to go within, you have to sometimes take a step back, not just from sex or romance, but sometimes people need to take a step back with how they're engaging their career, their friendships, so many things. And all of this is a part of it. Because once again, this journey is about truth, finding out who you really are. Who are your people? Who's your tribe? Or, you know, what is the best way that you like learning? What's the best school system for you or your kids? Like, it's about really going within and finding out, in a sense, what you don't want to know what you do want. It's just not, you know, about immediate gratification where so many people are at. But that's going to be changing because we're going to have to. We're all being forced within ourselves. And those, once again, who don't want to look, it's not going to be a fun ride. Hashtag evolution revolution. In case you guys, oh my God, I just went to pull up my phone and it's 11/11. Hell yes. Yep. The date that Mother Earth rang to us. And it's also about aligning with your true soulmate / twin flame. So there you go. Made me very happy. Let's talk about weed. Weed is going to be legal soon in New Jersey. They're just trying to decide the tax, whether it's 12%, 25%. I'm obviously going to say 12%. If you want 25%, you're a maniac trying to punish people for smoking weed, when weed for a lot of people is a plant medicine for anxiety, depression, so many other things. So by adding that much tax, there's still a judgment on it. Like, oh, you want to do this? Well, we're going to make you feel like a pariah. So I think it's pretty fucked up. I'm excited for it to be legal, but the 25% thing is just like, y'all, it's like, suck my dick. Like, it's just so rude. But at the same time, if they do 25%, you know, there's going to be still a ton of illegal weed then being sold without all that insane tax. I mean, just do 12%, homies. Like, I don't know what 25% tax, like, I feel like it's like that whole tea party shit where they had to dump all the tea out. You know what I mean? It's just like, go fuck yourselves. Like, we're still looking at weed like it's like we're looking at weed like that. And yet so many people are taking pills, and I'm not against pills, but it's like, how are we going to act? It's once again, it's what we've socially accepted, you know? And I'm just like, look, and I'm really not. Some people, I've been on medication before. What bothers me is treating weed like this thing. But then like when it comes to these pharmaceutical things and big pharma making money, then of course it's like, oh yeah, there you go. You know, it's gross. Okay, next topic. I'll be shooting through, I think, the rest of these topics pretty quick. As you can tell, I'm in a very fired up mood. I was way more fired up until my son's guidance counselor called. I was about to go off, but I had a really good conversation with her. And she's really good because she doesn't, quote unquote, take sides. That's all I'll say. But she hears me, and that's appreciated. And I really wish that everyone's school had a guidance counselor like her, because knowing she's in that school makes me feel a million times safer having my son go there, because I know he would have a safe place to go to if he needs it. And it's so fucking sick that that's so rare. Shane wasn't feeling well this morning. He went in a little late. I made him go in, though. He wasn't feeling well. I'm like, I really think you should try. And he was like, what if I don't feel sick? I'm like, well, then you call me. He's like, what if they don't let me? And I was like, this is what I'm saying. Like, my son should not have to feel fear that he's like trapped in this school like it's a prison. And that's how we've created these things. They almost look like prisons, right? It's like the schools are not prisons, everyone. They shouldn't be. No one should be abusing their power like that. So like these public schools and principals and superintendents, like, wake up. Like, we need more flexibility, more kindness everywhere. All right, Nicki Minaj. I just think she's killing it. That's all I wanted to say. I'm a fan of Nicki. I love her song Dip with Tyga. And I just love what she's been doing lately. Her and Cardi obviously had that big blow up. It's kind of died down maybe. But I really respect Nicki. She's been in the game for a long fucking time. And to me, she's a real artist. I'm not saying she's perfect or anything like that. But like, she's unique and she pushes it and she keeps going. And like, her talent and her skill is undeniable. Like, anyone who wants to try to shit on it, it's like, you're just fucking wrong and you're an idiot. So she's been killing it forever. And yeah, I just really respect and like her. I hope I can meet her one day. I think I'm done my 50 Shades of Grey repetitive trilogy obsession watching. I mean, I will go into it again, but like, I watched it on repeat for a week straight. It was fucking awesome. But I just really love how with that and Twilight, both really show how transformative and healing love can be. And it's in a way that most people like to shit on and be like, oh, that's not real life and da 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 da. No, real life is that there are limitless opportunities here. This is magic, people. And yes, Pure Land Buddhism is all about the magic being in the ordinary everyday life. And that is 100% true. In this ordinary life is pure magic and multi dimensions and beings surrounding us. And it's like really about slowing down and quieting yourself and listening. And trust me, right now, I'm clearly not in that mood because I'm fiery and podcasting. But most of my time is spent in a lot of silence and meditating and listening to my intuition and laughing with it. I'm able to contact different realms, different people, both deceased and still alive. And sometimes I get in really funny conversations with different beings and entities and person people in different places. So the more you trust your ability to do it, the louder these things can come in. So it's pretty cool. I just wanted to shout out A Society of Souls again. I had a great weekend. It was kind of the last time I was going to see that group as it is. Most of those people are the people I went through that 4-year program with, and we grew a lot and learned a lot about each other. So it was emotional saying goodbye yesterday, because some of them were not sure the next time that we're going to see each other. You know, it's, you know, I plan on planning some things with some other people in the program so we can have more occurring get-togethers throughout the year, because a lot of us, you know, we're thirsty for community, and there's a quality in that school of just really sensitive yet fiery, beautiful, creative people, and we want to be around each other more. So hopefully there will be more gatherings that I'm gonna hopefully help put together. They're just beautiful, and for those of you who don't want to join A Society of Souls, that's cool. There are so many communities, different yoga schools or mystery schools. There's this one place in Brooklyn that I really need to visit soon. My friend Allison associates herself with them a lot, and I've heard such good things. It's Golden Drum. It's in Brooklyn, and they look like an amazing organization. So things like that, and they're like about drumming and other kinds of healing things. So there are just so many around, and make sure you have a community of people who can speak your language and go there with you. And healings are really important. I do non-dual Kabbalistic healings. They're the real fucking deal. They're insane. Try one. You know, I know I've been saying this for a while, but like, they're fucking awesome. So once again, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. I wrote down here, boredom. A lot of us don't know what to do when we feel bored, and that's where distractions come in. And we can't live distractionless. We're not these perfect beings, but there are qualities in the different distractions. You know, the more you're conscious with compassion of like, you know what? I do want to go fuck this person, even though blah, blah, blah. Like, it doesn't mean not ever slipping or whatever that even means. It's about really listening and understanding. And then when you do have the strength or the healed yesod within, which is about connection, you won't feel the need to distract as much. But if you need to distract, do it. But a lot of times it's because this thing opens up that we call boredom, and it's really just open space and we don't know how to fill it. So just becoming more and more aware and brainstorming, how can I positively fill this space if possible? Drawing, writing, painting, working out, you know, and yes, some, you can always use everything in an addictive way. Sometimes the things that heal can become, you know, the pain or whatever, but like, don't even worry about that. You know, just start really opening up to these places within. And I also, not only do I do non-dual Kabbalistic healings, I do tarot readings and I do soul song readings, where I can feel into your vibration and help you to decide what it is that you're being pulled to do. Because some people, they're like, oh, I am bored, or I'm not open enough, but I'm not even sure what I want to do yet. I can help you with that if you're still stuck in a place where you don't even know what it is you want to do, or what it is that excites you. Because once again, this is about choices. Life isn't about beating yourself up and this is right, this is wrong. It's about making choices and then reflecting, did I like the way that went? You know what? I think I'm going to try navigating this way and see what those results are. Like, you know, if you keep beating yourself up or regretting, you stay stuck. You cannot regret one pebble in your path. If you remove it, the whole thing crumbles. So it's really important. That's where this compassion and this mercy has to come in. Like, everything is teaching us what we need to know. And as Pema Chodron says, nothing goes away until it has taught us what we need to know. So you can't force something out. You can't, you know, it's the school, A Society of Souls, it really teaches about including. It's not about sawing something off. It doesn't work like that. It's including all the places within us, even the places that we have shame over. As we bring them in, something starts happening and alchemizing with that shame. And when it comes to love in general, we'll talk about romantic love. You really, it's not about force. It's that quote where it's like, if you love them, set them free. They'll come back if they're meant to be. And it's true. You know, if you're forcing someone to be there, then you'll never even know if it's real love. It's really about opening up and loving yourself enough to know that you deserve more than forcing someone to be there. You know, you want someone who would die for you, who wants to marry you, wants to talk about spending eternity with you. Like, there should be no convincing. There should be no, you know what I mean? Like, we almost start selling ourselves as if we're a product. Like, you can't lose with the Kate Wolf 2020. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, that was so corny, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you don't have to sell it like that. Like, let people see what you're about, and those who are about it will be about it. So just kind of letting go in that way as well, and loving yourself enough to let go. I've been having a lot of owl wisdom come through. I had a cool dream last night where I had, for some reason, all these cages with birds. And I hate birds that are in cages. It's like one of the most depressing things. So I opened up all the doors and all the birds flew out. And I was really sad because I was like, oh, I'm never going to see them again. They were such pretty birds. And then little by little, these beautiful birds started coming back in, not to be in the cage for good, but because I left the doors open, but like they were using them as shelters and to visit me. And two owls came in the dream and they were just looking at me. And I was like, oh my God, I just, owl wisdom's coming in of just like, we've done this before. We are learning very beautiful, almost basic, simple lessons about self-love and the right to be whatever it is you are. But we have stereotyped what it means to be a quote unquote good human. And it's just not that simple, which is why we see so many people acting out, you know, to catch a predator. The fact that there are so many people out there acting out and hurting kids and bombings and shootings. It's like, this isn't about pretending things don't exist. It's about bringing them to the table, our pains, our angers, our jealousies. And until they're really out and we are able to speak honestly, the stuff can't really move or shift. So to me, that's owl wisdom. It's like just being who you are, and trusting. You know, those who are just as devoted to growth and beauty and love, they'll be by your side. And those who can't handle it because it makes them shake and too uncomfortable, don't even yell at them. Let them beautifully go off. Like I said, we're at the evolution revolution. You know, karma's coming for all of us. And trust me, I've had to deal with a lot. You know, I ended an engagement years ago in a shitty way, but I didn't know any better. And if you think I haven't had to feel the ramifications of that insensitivity, you're wrong. Like, I've had to really look at myself every single day, including with this teacher situation. Like, after I went off Friday, I got this email from her that was really insensitive, especially because she knows that we're trying to figure this out. And I just went off. And then I felt bad and I felt bad. And it's just like, no, like, this is how I feel. This is me, you know? And if someone's going to be insensitive to my child, you're not going to get the quote unquote nicest Kate imaginable. That's like, if you want the bitch Kate to come for you, come for my kid. You know what I mean? You want the dragon, say something about him. I promise you, you will find the bitch or the cunty Kate real quick. But I wouldn't advise it. It's not fun. And I will say a prayer to anyone who wants to come for me or him, because I'll say that prayer that got that teacher in jail for shoplifting. That's all I'm saying. She can come for me too. Okay, let's see. Oh my God. I don't even know if I want to talk about this. I had this crazy dream where the Kardashian sisters were all being sexual with each other. And it was like, it wasn't even a sex dream, like on my end, like I wasn't participating. It wasn't like this like woo thing. I mean, it had an element to it in a sense, but it was more of this like information coming through. And I'm not saying that they've done that. It might be, you know, maybe emotionally that they have, instead of keeping it with their partners, like the emotional intimacy. And a lot of us do this where we're in intimate relationships, and yet when we get into fights or have issues, we go to our closest friends or siblings or whoever to vent. And that is very dangerous. There's healthy venting and healthy sharing, but so many of us, we, you know, cut off from intimacy with our romantic partners and then go off and complain or overshare. And I've been very guilty of that. But this past year or two, I've completely changed it because I saw that, quote unquote, my way of cheating, because I've been cheated on and I didn't understand my role in it until I realized that that's a way of cheating. When you are leaving the relationship and sharing intimacy, even if it's not sexual in that way, you're cutting the connection. So I feel like that dream, in a sense, is showing that they have this beautiful bond between the sisters, but I think some of their relationship issues is sometimes they go to each other and back talk and share a lot instead of going to their partners. And I think as that heals, hopefully, I'm still a fan of theirs, even though I feel like a lot of times we're not seeing the real shit. You know, there's a lot of facade going on with a lot of them that doesn't really do it for me. I would love to see more rawness there. And what else? And also, though, in terms of just incest in general, and I'm not saying there's real incest going on there, but we have to remember so many homes are way more fucked up than we imagine. My mother, who I talked about a couple times ago, and she gave me, you know, permission in a sense. She's like, listen, if you're going to kind of talk about the story, you can use the word incest survivor. And a lot of people are incest survivors. It's just one of these taboo things you're not supposed to talk about. And this is what's so frustrating in this collective, is like we have these horrors that go on, like incest and abuse and these kinds of things. And yet we're so caught up in being polite and not saying what we feel, you know. And I know when my mom was a child, I won't share too much, but people turned the other cheek. They even did when she was an adult, you know. It's what they thought they were being polite. Oh, that's not our business. Turn the other cheek. It's time to not turn the other cheek. If someone's being fucking creepy, shady, they're giving you bad feelings in your stomach, it's time to speak up. And I personally have hit a point where I can't do it unless there's honesty. You know what I mean? And once again, evolution, revolution. Those who want to be steeped in hiddenness and that kind of thing, it's done. And you really cannot only focus on the external in relationship to this, because so many happy families, they're not really happy, but you know what I mean? Like, so many families look like this happy, perfect thing. And when you only focus on the external and you don't feel deeper into it, you're only getting about a tenth of the real picture. Feel into it. Intuition doesn't lie. We've been taught in this society to go against our own intuitions. Listen to yourself. Only you know what's right for you. And yeah, once again, we want raw authenticity, even if it's not polite or nice. I think we are all done sweeping things under the carpet or ignoring the elephant in the room. And I don't think we have to anymore. We can start. There's a way to speak your truth without yelling it. You know, sometimes you yell it, though. That's okay, too. Don't beat yourself up. You know, as long as you're not like hitting kids or whatever. And if somehow you are, you can still get healing and therapy to heal the wound that makes you act out like that. Okay. So for anyone, even if you've hurt an animal or whatever, like I'm obviously completely against abuse of anything in that way, but you can still heal. It's never too late to decide to change and go within and heal in those ways. So thank you guys all so much for listening. I once again, I'm always so grateful and thankful that so many of you hear what I'm saying and have been with me on this journey. And some of my older podcasts, it's painful for me to listen to. I can hear the changes and just the way I used to talk. And I was thinking about an older podcast I did. I think it's called Boys Kissing Boys. I had Nathan McIntosh and Leah Bonema on, and obviously Joe Santagato was my podcast co-host at the time. And you know, I can't even relook at that because the things I'm saying are so not me. And I'm not saying they weren't me then, but they kind of weren't. That was me playing bigger than I am because I was in a lot of pain. I was not conscious of that at the time, but there's one where I'm like, I'm going to lick a vagina this year. I'm going to try a lesbian experience. And there was a part of me that really wanted to experiment and distract, really. I was in a lot of deep pain over my breakup and still am. But you know, I wanted to play tougher. Like I didn't care. So it can be very painful to listen to some of my older podcasts because I can hear, I'm like, oh, wow. Like I was really trying to convince myself that I wasn't hurting or that I didn't care or, you know, and that's just one example. They're like, basically, if I listen to each one from the past, I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. I don't even mean that. So, not like, you know what I mean? I meant the journey and the deeper things, but there were some things I would say like sex related or flirting or something that I just, yeah, I was trying to come off cooler, whatever that means. But I'll tell you what, I am a sensitive, loyal, monogamous person who, you know, for the most part, just, yeah, that's all I'll say. You guys get it. So it's like, you know, a lot of us try to play tougher and I get it. I still, I'm sure do, but at the end of the day, we're very sensitive people who want to thrive. So, thank you all for listening. I have a show with Allison Charles and Jess Grippo. They're amazing. On January 6th at 6 p.m. at New York Comedy Club's new 4th Street location. Use promo Seance for $10 tickets. It's a comedy spiritual variety show. It's going to be fucking awesome with stand-up, dancing. Allison's going to be doing some of her, she doesn't know exactly yet what she's doing, but it's going to be fucking rad. We've got Lil Young Big, Matt Richards, Amina Imani. It's just going to be an amazing comedy variety show, but with that spiritual aspect to it. So come to that. Please get a healing. kwolf2f27@gmail.com. I'm trying to think. I'm putting this out today. So on Wednesday, I'll be at Stand Up New York on their 8 o'clock show. If you'd like to come see my like normal 15-minute set. And I think, yeah, that's it. Follow me, Kate Wolf, at the Kate Wolf, Twitter and Instagram. And thank you guys all so much for listening. Bye.